Hallelujah. Amen. There is an anointing in here. We are Christ anointed. And it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And it's on the inside of you. It's on the inside of me. This anointing. I like to call it love. And it's most powerful. You see, Jesus said he gave us a commission. And so we're all on a mission. Worldwide mission. To gather the people. He said, hey, when you become born again, you become a spiritual Jew. We become of the lineage of Father Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. We walk in this love, you see. It's like we bypass, so to speak, the law of Moses. How? By love. You see, when you walk in love, you're not going to want to steal from your neighbor. When you walk in love, you're not going to take your neighbor's wife. When you walk in love, you walk in the spirit of power and the spirit of life. Oh, there's an anointing in here. There is a powerful anointing in here. And it's on the inside of you. We have a mission. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how can we see this? How can we see this, Lord? Help us to see with our spiritual eyes, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see and hear with our spiritual hearing, Lord. You know, as I prepared tonight, I had a whole message. And I said, and the Lord said, no, that's not it. And he said, well, what am I going to say then? Continue to seek me. And so I did. And he said to me, we have an inheritance. And it's the Gentiles. And it's a sea, an ocean, so to speak, of men and women, whole families. We have an inheritance. And it's up to us. It's this mission, you see, that Jesus said we're to go on. It's a daily mission. It's a spiritual mission. It's one that you cannot see with the physical eye. It's one that you cannot see with your physical hearing. And it's on the inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. I was fired up. And I was just praying and seeking the Lord. I said, Lord, how do your people see this? How are we going to see this, Lord? Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, I know, Lord, I know. I know, Lord. Father, in Jesus, show us the way. Teach us the way. Show us and teach us, Father, in Jesus' name. Worldwide mission. Worldwide. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Worldwide mission. If you think you're going through some stuff, we're not alone. Our brothers and sisters, the word says, that they go through the exact same thing we go through. If you're being persecuted, if you're being tried and tempted, hey, your brothers and sisters all around the world are going through the exact same thing. See, we're going into devil's territory. And you see, he attacks you. He's not gonna just stand there and let you take his people. So we're all going through this. Lord, help us to see this tonight. Help us to see, Lord. And you know, basically, from my heart, I'm going to speak tonight. As the message I had ready, the Lord said, no, not that one. Galatians chapter 4 then, verse 1. Paul is speaking here. He said, now I say this, that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. See, when you become born again and you have no pastor and you have no church to sit under, you have no teaching, and you're a child of the living God, but because you have not been taught the word. That's why Jesus said, go into all the world and teach them, you know, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Because even born-again Christians can live in bondage just like the rest of the people. No. The Bible says, Jesus said that my truth shall set you free. We preach the word and we teach the word. Oh, but you know what? If your heart is closed, The Holy Ghost can't teach you. It's the Holy Ghost that teaches people, not me. We're just here to give you a message, entregar, to deliver a message to you. Oh, but it's up to you to let the Holy Ghost speak to your heart. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. He wants to do great things tonight. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You see, sometimes when you get from point A to point B, you kind of lose something in between. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get back into that flow I came in with. And I need, without the Holy Ghost, I can do nothing. Jesus said that apart from me, you can do nothing. You can try, all right. You can give it all you have. But unless the Holy Spirit, unless that anointing is there, oh my, my, my. It's hard, isn't it? Church, we are the children of God. Verse 2. Holy Spirit, take charge. Yep, take charge, Holy Ghost. But is under tutors and governors until the appointed time of the Father. Even so we, when we were children in bondage under the element of the world, but when the fullness of the time was come, right? God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son unto your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Can you say that tonight? Abba, Father. One more time. Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Father Abraham. You know, I remember Barbara once, and she at that old church in 9th Street. And we were all adults, I believe. And she sang that song, Father Abraham. And we got into the motion of it. And I'm telling you, we had a time in the Holy Ghost. Well, I did. I was brand new back then. You know, I was just learning. And I'm telling you, when you walk with your first love, everything's just so easy. It's so easy. Brothers and sisters, it's easy to serve the Lord. It gets difficult when we walk away from his word and we turn our back to his word. It's most difficult without Jesus. But you know, he's on the inside of you. He's on the inside of you. I just have a song in my heart right now. No. I meant like a melody. Yeah, I actually do have a song here. I might sing it. It's a different one though. You'll love it, Calvin. I just have like a song in my spirit. Just bear with me, okay? Psalms chapter 2, verse 8. I'm going to go quickly. Is that okay? You can write these down if you'd like. You don't have to look them up. It's here, okay? Because that way I can just flow with what the Holy Ghost. We have a mission. Say, I have a mission.
I have a mission.
We have an inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance. We have one. Listen, look at Psalms chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 8. The Lord saying, ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance.
Yeah,
yes. Faith Ministries, ask of me, says the Lord, and I will give you an inheritance. Those families you've been crying out to me for, you ask of me. And you will see that they will come, for they are your inheritance. Oh my goodness. Too many people are dying and going to hell. It hurts me. It breaks my heart. It really does. A divine broken heart. This past Friday, a young man from Cumpas was shot dead in Los Hoyos. Calvin and Barbara have been through there many times. You pass by Los Hoyos to get to Cumpas. We know people there. We know people, Christians and not Christians. And this young man was at the wrong place at the wrong time. See, they shot this man, older man, because they were, I guess, in the drug cartel or something. I don't know. Over there, they call them sicarios. But So they hit that guy, a hitman hit that older guy. They wanted to eliminate the older guy. But this young guy, he saw him fall and he went to go help and he shot him in the head too. So they lie there both dead. And I said, and in my heart, when we found out, my heart was so broken. Happens to be one of my wife's sister, her name is Martha, best friend's son. And if it affects my family, it affects me. And the whole town was hurting. I mean, this is the day before, this is on the 30th, just hours before the new year. These two men were dead. Why? We have an inheritance to gather up in the powerful name of Jesus. We have it. We have on the anointing on the inside to do it. We have an inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance. You see, Jesus was teaching in this house one time. This certain time he was teaching and preaching in a certain house. And his mother Mary came and his brother and sisters came looking for him. And he wouldn't stand to be interrupted. And then finally, someone came and said, Lord Jesus, your mother and your brother and your sisters are here to see you. And Jesus turned and looked at the crowd and said, who is my mother? Who is my father? And who are my brethren but those who do the will of my Father? God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send Jesus to condemn the world, but by Jesus the world might be saved. Our inheritance. Why was my heart so broken? I didn't even know this kid. Because that's my inheritance. That's our inheritance. We go by there. We may have even seen this kid at the store, at the local stores over there. That's my inheritance. Yeah. I was so hurt, divinely hurt. And you know, whether they made it to heaven or not, I don't know. But more than likely, I don't think they did. I don't think they did. And it hurts me. Hell is real. And it's not made for man. It was never God's intent for man to be in hell. It was only made for the devil and his angels that followed him. I have another verse of scripture. Psalms 22, verse 27. Psalms 22, 27 says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. It says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee, Lord. Oh, isn't that going to be wonderful? Isn't that going to be beautiful? Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 68, verse 31. 68, 31. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. That's Africa. The whole continent of Africa, right? It's our inheritance. It's our inheritance. Oh, we have it all. Peregrinos y forasteros. How does it say it in English? Oh, pilgrims and strangers we are on this earth. Oh, my, my. I don't know, something happens to a man when he gets older. I'm only 52, but it seems like the closer you get to Jesus, it's like death doesn't, you know, it just awes me, especially when you know Christ and you know where you're going. I don't know, I don't have the words for it, but it just, the Father said, the death of my servants or of my children is sweet to me. It's like precious in my sight. And it's like, it just awes me. I don't have the words, but I can just go, ah. Oh. It's like, wow, Lord. That when revelation comes, it's like, Lord, you mean I don't have to worry about dying no more? I don't have to worry about death like I used to? I don't know. It's just recently this happened to me. Just recently, before these two men died on Friday. And it's wonderful how the Lord just prepares your heart and he just loves you with his love. It's like, you don't have to worry. I got you. You're with me, you know? Entering his rest. And losing the fear. I'll never forget, Barbara, when I was brand new in Gumpas and I was at the Bible school and I asked Barbara, what happens if someone comes and wants to kill me dead? I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to be fearful for my life. And then Barbara says, she may not remember this. Barbara said, God's grace is sufficient. At that very moment, you know, God's going to be there with you. You don't have to worry. His grace is sufficient. His grace is, he carries you with his grace. You know, he just really does. He carries us. Oh, let's see what this one says. Psalms 96, verse 3. Psalms 96, verse 3 reminds me of campañas, evangelistic meetings, and where you have people being saved and people being blessed, where you have people being born again. And it says, the Lord says in Psalms 96, 3, declare his glory among the heathen. Go ahead and have those campañas. Go ahead and have those evangelistic outreaches. Go ahead and declare my wonders among all the peoples. Go ahead and declare it and see if I won't bless you with your inheritance. I added that part. Amen. Oh, we're on a mission. Say, I'm on a mission. And I'm going for my inheritance. You know, in Mexico, they have a saying. Whenever you're driving real fast, they say, ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Por la herencia o qué? When you're driving real fast and you're hurt, where are you going so quickly? Are you going for your inheritance? That's a Mexican saying. It's funny. You know. Oh, okay. Yes, I am. Okay. Whew, hallelujah. I get so happy here. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. What does this one say? Oh, you're going to go there, please. Go there. It's not an order, only if you want to, but you know. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. It says, I'll wait for you. You have to see this with your eyes so that you can catch it with your spirit. See it with your eyes. Hear it with your hearing, and you'll catch it with your spirit. You know, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. I'm sure I'm going a lot slower than what I thought I was, you know. I thought I was going to just breeze through these, but I guess not. Isaiah 2, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nation shall flow unto it. Guess what? Guess who's that house? We are his house. You see that? Did you catch that in your spirit, man? We are his house. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, we are his house that they're going to run to for refuge and for safety. And they'll say, please tell me about Jesus. I can see the peace and I can feel the joy that you carry. I want some of that. I want that. Yes. I want that. I'm searching here. We are the house of God. Yeah, it's not this house right here. It's a beautiful house though. But he's going to inhabit a house that's not made with hands. But he's going to inhabit a spiritual house. And see these stones right here? They're brick. They're dead. But the Bible says that he's building a house, a living house, out of living stones. Thank you, Calvin. Piedras vivas. That's you. That's me. We are alive. We were once dead in our sins and trespasses, but now we have been made alive. Quickened, the Bible says in King James Version. Quickened, made alive. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, I lost my place here. Wait a minute. Okay, we're on Isaiah. Go to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. 11, verse 9 says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. And all it talks about mountains a lot, huh? Holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 42, 4 says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isle shall wait for his law. Let me look, let me search, let me stone. Oh, here it is. Can you go to Daniel chapter 2? I'll go ahead and read. You can write them down if you like. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I knew I was getting ahead of myself. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the Lord of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Did you know that we are the kingdom of God on earth? We are a kingdom. Yeah, it's you can't see it with the physical eye. Oh, but if we make enough noise, they can hear it, huh? Right? Amen. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people. There's no way we're going to be overthrown. We are the kingdom of God, and we are the army of God, the occupying army of God, and the victory has been won. We are the triumphants of the Lord. Victory is won, right? But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Oh my, that's us. We're gonna stand forever. Oh, imagine. Verse 45, for as much as thou sawest that stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, and the great God have made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. Living stones, a house not made with hands. Living stones, we have been made alive. Kind of reminds me of Frankenstein. Sorry. He's alive. No, I'm kidding. Oh, I think I'm getting that from Calvin. I'm sorry about that. Malachi. Let me see if I want to read that one. Yeah, let's go to Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. We have time. I'll go till 8. Let you go home early. Maybe. Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. My name shall be great. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. That's us. In case you don't know what a Gentile is every person who's not a Jew. Or another name for Gentiles can be nations, right? The nations. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name. Or in other words, prayer. And a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance. The nations, there's people out here that are going to come to Jesus. Oh, they're all around us. I'm not talking about people from other churches. I'm talking about new people that the Lord's going to bring into the kingdom by the power of the might of the Holy Ghost, by the power of love. Oh, hallelujah. Prepare us, Lord. Father, right now I ask you that you prepare us for your presence. Let us be prepared. Let us be prepared, Lord. Let us be prepared, Lord. And we all know this one. In this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then the end shall come, right? That to me is like the last revival, right? Like one last revival, but that's another whole different sermon I'm going to leave for Calvin. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh boy. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, I like what Peter said on Sunday morning. He said, instead of having 24 kids come in, he said, we sent out 24 kids from here. I thought that was anointed. I mean, that was precious to me. And I said, wow. Yeah, he sent them out, all right, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Anointed. And appointed for such a time as this. Oh, the schools. You know, I was listening to Pastor Jose Luis de la Torre this morning on the radio, part of his testimony, and when he was born again. He said he was born again at this Douglas High School auditorium or the gym. I don't remember what he said. There was like a campaign there. Listen, this man that the Lord brought up, that he was born again at the Douglas High School, he's got the biggest church in Northern Sonora. He's on TV. He's on the radio. Who would have thought when this young man came up to receive Jesus? And then he went on to say, but you see what happened thereafter is that I didn't know what, he wasn't taught in a church. So he struggled a bit until he finally found where he would be taught the word of God. Mighty man of God. And who knows how many more men like him are just waiting to be born again so that we can bring in our inheritance and gather. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, like the prophet Joel keeps coming into my head because I read the book just the other day. It's like, sound the trumpets. But that was a call for really more of a repentant. But it sounds good though. Gather all the elders. Gather all the youth. Teach your children. And have them teach the next generation. Oh, I don't know where that is, but it's in Joel somewhere. That was free. Sorry about that. Amen. Luke chapter 24. I love this one. Verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That's our mission. You might say, but Brother Reuben, I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. We all have the ministry of reconciliation. All of us, whereby we, and we already know the message, be reconciled unto the Lord. Yes, 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 you are a minister. And you're more than that. For the Bible says that, who said it? Either Peter or James, maybe Peter. That we are priests and kings and priests. That's us, all of us, anointed. We are a royal priesthood. That's us. Oh, that we may be able to see with our spiritual eyes, Lord. Amen. When we have this confidence, people are going to be able to see it. And they're going to come to the house of the Lord, which is us. When we have this confidence, oh, hallelujah. I like to call it boldness. Sometimes I get really bold when it comes to preaching the word. And what's broke my heart in the past is people mistaking my boldness for being pride. And I go, no, it's not at all. And I try to explain to you, I just, the boldness that it's just like it bubbles up from within. The fire in my bones causes me to be bold. And I just pray that the Lord give the people of God eyes to see and ears to hear that boldness of the Holy Ghost. No, it's not pride. Not at all. Mm-mm. It's boldness. It's confidence. And I can remember at one time years ago, I preached this one time about confidence. Now this confidence, it's something I never had. I never knew what confidence was. For you see, when I was growing up, my dad always said I was good for nothing. For over 20 years, he drilled that into my head. No sirves para nada. Nunca vas a hacer nada en tu vida. You're no good. You're going to amount to nothing in your life. I never knew what confidence was. I wanted to play Little League, and I actually joined. I got into the Kiwanis, but quit because I didn't have confidence. So when you see a brother in Christ boldly declaring the word of God, don't stop him. Let him be, because the confidence that he has comes from above. The boldness that he has is the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Preach the remissions of sin. Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in my name among all the nations. Preach it. Preach it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, whew. Oh, this one wants to make Acts chapter 16. Go to that one, please. This is the vision that Apostle Paul had by night. And it was a vision of a man crying out to him, please come and help me. Please. He heard the cry. of creation crying out, please help, Lord, please help me. I am at the end of my rope. If you don't send help, then I just may end it all. You know, there's people out there like that. There's people out there like that that just want to end it all because they see no hope. They see no answer to what they're going through. There's so much people like that. And we have the answer. Acts 16, verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man from Macedonia and prayed him and asked him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. But how are we going to hear if we're not listening? Sorry, I just got caught up in something. Jesus sought no reputation. He didn't seek a position. He didn't want a title. All he wanted to do was God's will. Just wanted to do God's will, that's all. Just God's will. And just go ahead and do the Great Commission. Go ahead and do the Great Commission. Preaching the gospel to them. And let the Holy Ghost speak through you. Barbara talks about prophecy, and it's the right thing to do. Go to Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. I'll try and end with this one, because there's so much I want to share, but I look at it, and it's just too long. It's just too long. And as John says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. Now, Calvin and Barbara can correct me if I'm wrong in this. That's okay. And I saw an angel fly in the midst of heaven, having an everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Flying in the midst of heaven, having an everlasting gospel. To me, that's like a prophetic outreach. Well, Barbara has that, like a prophetic outreach. And you say what the Lord says, and it's going to come to pass. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. Then he went on to say, I only do what I hear my Father do. We are to be led from the inside out. God is on the inside. He wants to lead you through your spirit man, the inner man, your human born again spirit. He wants to lead and guide you that way. And you know what? When you're led that way, you just know. I read the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and I read it. And it's amazing to me how many times John says no in there. K-N-O-W, no. He uses that word a lot. Next time you read those books, notice how many times. Know the Father. Know. And when you're led of the Holy Ghost in your inner man, Kenneth Hagin said this. He said, your spirit man knows more than what your head does. He just knows. Because he's yeah, see with your spirit and hear with your spirit. He just knows on the inside. How many times has the Lord told you not to do something and you do it anyway? And in all that time, your inner man is saying to you, don't do it, don't do it. But then there's something up here that says, do it, do it. And I know what I'm doing. But we don't know what we're doing, right? And Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. One thing for sure, though, is that we are God's children. And, Lord. There's one more here. Just a minute, let me find it. Okay, Psalm 72, 16. I'll finish with this one. It's barely 8 o'clock. We should go 15 more minutes. Psalm 72, 16 says, there shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass on the earth. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth. That word corn can be translated men and seed, like a remnant. A handful of men. They're just going to plant that seed, and it's going to grow. A handful of men Jesus had. There was only 11 because Judas Iscariot betrayed him. But then they got someone else named Matthias. Then there was 12, but a handful of men. There's a handful of men here. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Handful of men, 6. Oh, we ought to get together and get into prayer. We ought to get together and get into prayer. I don't know when. Calvin's a pastor. I'm kidding. There's still something in my heart. Wait. Oh. All right. I got it. Is it over here? Go to Philippians chapter, I think it's that one, 2. I want to find something that's in my heart. It's just screaming at me. He says, don't end yet until you share that one. Philippians chapter 2. Let me read here real quick. There's no hurry. We're family. Yeah, that's it. Okay. And we all know Philippians chapter 2, right? Let's start with verse 9 of Philippians chapter 2. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, says Paul, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But verse 13 is the one. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God on the inside of you which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Be led of the Holy Ghost. Do not be led by what you see and hear. That to me is saying he wants to lead and guide you by the power of the Holy Ghost that is on the inside of you. And this power is a very, 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 very high anointing. It's called love. I can go on, but I don't have the time. I just don't have the time. But I do have a song. You want to hear it? Listen to this. I'm going to dedicate this to Calvin and Barbara. Just kidding. Oh, I love this song. This is from the McCameys. I'll end with this, I promise. We usually leave here at 8:30. It's barely 8:05. Listen to this song with your heart. It blessed me so much. And this is how we all started out. And we are to continue. Drink up. Listen to this. Whew. Hopefully I can do it right this time. I started out to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bade this world in its follies adieu, for I started in Jesus and I'm going through. Listen to the chorus. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I've paid the price, whatever others do. I'll take this way with my Lord's despised few. For I started in Jesus and I'm going through. One more or two more. I rather walk with Jesus alone and have for my pillow, like Jacob, a stone. Living each moment with his face in my view. For I started in Jesus and I'm going through. Do you love that song? I'm going to change this. We're going through. Yes, we're going through. We've paid the price, whatever others do. In other words, no matter what they do, should make no difference to us, right? We'll take this way with my Lord's despised few. Do they despise you at work? For we've started in Jesus and we're going through. Yes, we're going through. Isn't that beautiful? I love that song. I think I was born in the wrong place, Calvin. But it's beautiful. No, that's from the McCameys. I don't know. Barbara says they're from an old... Is it? I love it. I don't know. But it speaks to my heart. Amen. I'm done.
Thank you, Reuben. Good job.
Amen.
Good job. Thank you, Reuben. Amen. Well, God bless you, everybody. Thank you for participating in this service. Thank you, Reuben, for obeying God, sharing the word with us. Amen. Be blessed. See you Sunday. Saturday at 9 in the morning, if you can help us take down the trees. Won't take long. And there's cabbage and tomatoes out by the door that Tom brought for everybody to share. Thank you, Tom.